This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we hear from economist Dan Bossi from Ag Resource, who continues to look at the impact of the global pandemic and U.S. dairy prices.
Craziness is going on in the dairy markets right now, how cheese could be on fire and others are, you know, dragged along, if you will. And so it's all about class three versus, let's say, class one, which is fluid milk. We're not seeing the fluid milk consumption that we need to. Just because, you know, the coffee shops here in Chicago or urban areas are still struggling. People may be going to the drive-in window and getting their Java, but no one's going in there to sit down with their best friend and share a cup of coffee and use the creamer or the dairy products. And so we're seeing some struggles on class one. Class two being ice cream and butterfat. There, of course, we're seeing a little better demand recently as temperatures warmed up, and we like all that. Class three, the cheese demand that has been on fire due to CCC and the Farmers for Family Food Box program. And then we get into some of the other classes, you know, four and even five. And so we haven't seen the demand any of those. But our belief is that class three is going to stay strong here for a while. We believe that the cheese market will stay elevated at least until the end of summer, maybe into the beginning of fall. It's obviously the best performing commodity in all the commodities in the United States. But then I look at class four milk. It's down 21%. So that differential between three and four really plays large here. Again, historically speaking, this is really unusual. This is not something that we normally see in the milk markets. At this point, class three may be a wonderful market for cheese, but it's not reflecting the entire dairy industry. This is because of the CCC spending, you know, that $317 million buying cheese within their stores, and then the family Farmers for Families Food Box program. All of this was structured towards the cheese market, a little bit towards butter, but it surely didn't get the rest of the classes, if you will, up to levels that make money, and then, of course, the adjustment.
So how high will the Class 3 milk price go?
Class 3 is probably topping within this $24 to $24.5 range. Not that it's going to have a big break anytime soon. We'll gradually come down as we stair-step. We need to know more about the government, and will it do another CCC authorization? Will we expand that Farmers for Families food boxes as we have so many unemployed? My answer is yes, but I also believe that the other classes of milk, whether it's one or two or four, will struggle. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a very high class three price. You're probably looking at a PDD differential. It's going to be somewhere not $7, but maybe $4.50 to $6. And that will, of course, hopefully diminish as we get into the end of the year. But I still can't tell you that on a class basis for all milk that we're going to make it back to where we were in late 19 at $20, probably until the fourth quarter, somewhere beyond that. And we really need, again, that confidence on the virus.
Comments from agricultural economist Dan Bossi, who's not only following the class milk prices, but also our relations with China.
And within the administration, I am being told that the hardliners are looking at China and they believe it's Trump's way to win re-election. Let's blame China for the virus. Let's blame China for the economic woes. Let's blame China for, of course, spying, as they probably were doing down in Houston. I don't think this is anything new. They've probably been spying for many, many years. The question is, how long can China take this political beating, if you will? There is no phase two or phase three. In the last week or so, we've understood from the administration that we are not negotiating beyond phase one. So the phase one deal is done. If there's no phase two or phase three, what happens to American agriculture when phase one runs out? And so these are questions that are going through my mind. I want them to go through your mind. But I do worry that at some point, the Chinese could just say, you know what, I've had enough of this, America. We're pulling back. We're not buying the kind of goods that you want us to under phase one. Maybe they don't completely walk, but they don't adhere, forcing the U.S. to push the Chinese out. And so lots and lots of politics within agricultural trade. So as a dairyman or as someone who looks at U.S. agriculture, it's that export side of things that is always questionable. And trade today is something we're looking at very acutely.
That's economist Dan Bossi from Ag Resource. Comments from a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. This update brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.